I don't have much to say, to be honest. Sooner or later, they got to take accountability and do things that they practice. And, you know, it still comes down to myself and the staff. You know, if they're not doing it, I guess we're not instructing them well enough. It's all just little things. It's box outs. It's going behind screens. Birds in a heat check. And we told them you can't leave them. You go behind them 2-3 times. And, you know, to their credit, they made plays. Robbie made plays. Robbie has a great will. You know, you just, it's a special kid that can go through 2 ACLs and still have that will to be successful. And, you know, tonight he played unbelievable, made the plays when it counted. And, you know, him, Draymond Green, Kraft, those are 3 guys that you wish you could coach. And because they really, truly care about the team and winning, and that's all, that's the most important thing that for them. You know, I think Tracy has a chance. He played with great heart tonight. Problem is he's our leader. That's the problem. And, you know, he's the one talking after the game in the locker room. And, you know, but, you know, just, it's, I don't know what else to say, guys. It's just sad. Feel really bad for my staff. They worked so hard, countless hours, preparation. And it just, you know, sooner or later, like I said, you know, Myers can have horrible body language. First half, he walked around like, you know, this is our desperate game. Walked up and down the court. It can't happen. He's got to change. And we're not doing him justice if we don't make him change. The sad thing about the whole thing, and I guess it's my fault, instead of creating toughness and developing a team, I coach not to lose all year. And that's really sad, to be honest. So, but it is what it is, and we got 6 games left. 1 at a time, we got to see if we can get a win. That's all we can do.
Coach, you made several runs in the second half. Why were you not able to get over the hump?
Well, I talked about it in the huddle. There's always a place in the game where you got to grab the game. You know, but Bird made shots. Hummel made shots. You know, we took a couple bad ones. Tracy turned it over. It just seems like we never can get over the hump to get a rhythm. But you got to give them credit. You know, they, you know, even though Hummel, you know, he posted up Brandon, he makes 2 tough shots. You know, so, you know, those are the 3s Bird made. Those are tough shots, you know. But we, yeah, at least we didn't quit. We kept battling. I got to give them credit. Appreciate the crowd. They hung in there with us. It wasn't very pretty in the first half. But we just couldn't get over the hump.
You mentioned you coached not to lose all year. What do you mean? I mean, just not to.
Just developing people. You know, you guys are always worried about the bench. I'm worried about winning, you know. And, you know, maybe you sit Myers down 3 weeks ago or a month ago or 2 months ago and make him and Brandon. And, you know, so that, but that's my fault. You got to develop a culture. And I think the last 3 years, all I did was worry about winning instead of developing a culture and a toughness. And that's, you know, that's my fault. So that, and it's sometimes the kids, we're always like, you know, mollycoddling them and, you know, just, you know, it's sooner or later, if you're a player, you're a player. Robbie Hummel's a player. Bird's a player. They go make plays. Lewis Jackson makes plays. So, but that's my fault, so.
Leonard was much more aggressive.
He was an animal in the second half, but that's how he should play all the time. Should have 20 rebounds.
So what was your message in half?
Told him we were not going to play him unless he gets going. It's not fair to him. It's not fair to us. It's not fair to his teammates. So it's just what it is.
Language you mentioned, is that playing to how he plays then?
Or I think it was in his case, he just, you know, he gets frustrated. But now we've been 20, how many games is it now? 26 games. You know, they're going to double him and they're going to bop him and you got to play, you know. So you got to play with life and energy and with a smile, you know, and enjoy each other and help each other. But we're not at that point yet. It's never too late, and we'll see what happens.
Thank you.
What about Tracy going to the basket?
It was great. We all did in the second half. You know, just even the last two threes, Joe, go to the basket. You know, that's what you do well. Even Tracy, you know, and I think so much we try to make plays instead of just be solid and do what you do. And maybe that's the pressure of the whole thing. I think there's no doubt, you know, first half, you know, when things didn't go right, you know, we had some tightness. There's no doubt.
Did you develop toughness in a culture of Southern Illinois?
Yes, we did.
So why did you change here?
You're trying to please everyone instead of please yourself. That's my fault. Hindsight.
Use a little triangle in two in the second half.
Triangle two, line in three. We've used it during the year to other games. That we just had some blow more. Missouri, we used it about 9 times. 9 possessions, 10 possessions. You know, you can decide and disguise it depending how people run offense and stuff. But it got them froze a little bit. But then they went small. And even got to give Robbie Hummel. He's guarding Myers and fighting him in the post. Now we were able to get it there a little bit. But it just... It helped us, there's no doubt.
DJ didn't score. Was it just something they were doing, or is he just not?
Well, they did lock in, you know, where we play triangle in two. They played soft on Tracy, soft on Joe, pinched on Myers, and then they guarded Brandon and DJ hard. So now you got to work harder to get it. And I've said this before. If I can script it and we can run A, we're okay. If A doesn't work, they can't go to B. And I think some of it's youth and experience, leadership, stuff like that. But we're not very good at B right now. And that's when teams do different things, whether it was St. Bonaventure, you know, you go back to the games, you know, when they did different things, and I can't script it, then they struggle. We don't have great basketball savvy. And some of that comes through maturity and age. Some of that is natural. Some kids have a good feel, others don't.
Coach, you won a ton of close games earlier on this season. What were you doing better in the first month and a half that you aren't doing now?
I'm not sure. You got to make stops. We didn't make stops down the stretch. That's the biggest thing, I think. And you got to make plays. But if you play better in the first half, maybe it doesn't come down to that. But it did.
Any other things for Coach?
What did you hope on that last three-pointer by Brandon? What was it?
Not that. Not much to say. You know, I don't know what he was thinking, to be honest. And we had DJ come off of Myers. We went to Myers. DJ was going to screen the inbounder. Brandon comes out. If he doesn't have the shot... Now you go ball screen, pin down on DJ. On the other side, Tracy was going to screen for Tyler. So you had all your shooters coming. But obviously he made a bad decision. And